housing tower.
Gonna go. We don't know where we're
coming for. Knocking at the door. Slam at your door. All we different through your wall borders. Any wreck you wanna pour. They're coming for you at your door. Knock hammer through your wall.
There is a place where time stands still, where nature is harsh and demanding, where only the quick and the strong and the deadly can survive. This place is no place for civilized man.
I want my gun.
Get in the guts, Barry.
All you've got to do now is pass the Australian culture test. Three simple questions, three correct answers,
did you get all this
and
together?
You go through that doorway to the greatest little country in the world.
And you're with Annie on Showreel. They'll look at Australian film and things that are going on in it. And in the studio, I've got masses of people here to talk to me today about the Tilled Festival, which is the film festival. It's two weekends of trans-authored cinema. And I've got the CEO, Ro Bright, in. How can you tell us a little bit about this magnificent festival?
Ah, thank you. Thank you so much for having us. Tilda, it was established by community. We're in our 12th year, so the community kind of came together and were like, we're not seeing our stories. We're not seeing trans representation on screen. And so 12 years ago, a group got together. They started this festival, which has now become a place where we've really focused on supporting our community to tell their stories on screen and to celebrate the filmmaking that we do.
Yeah, before we get to the nuts and bolts of the festival, I have to introduce the other two people who are here, Ada and Izzy, both filmmakers, director of a short called Hope, which I'll have to say is an example, a supreme example of a film from a community telling stories from the community. I was watching and I was thinking, it by the end of it, it's all about, it's not about gender, it's about personhood, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thank you for saying that about the film. That's amazing to hear. But yeah, it is absolutely about personhood. Genders are by design just part of the story and not the story itself.
Yeah, and so, I mean, one of the things that I was noticing about Tilda is, and through the film itself, is that the stories of people are complex, and often it's the mainstream who wants to define what the story is. But this sort of film festival is actually quite complex. You've got quite a lot of things going on here.
Most certainly. I think there is such a huge difference about when we get to tell our own stories. So at our festival, all of our films are directed by trans directors, and you just very much see the difference of not only storytelling, but the way they tell the story, the complexity. It's definitely not Trans 101. It's digging deeper into the multitude of trans experience. And so it's as soon as we really, as a festival, were able to be able to hold that in regards to being like, we're only programming trans directors or trans collective filmmakers, we've just seen this absolute kind of huge wash of incredible, incredible work from around the world, and particularly more work from here in Australia.
Yeah, okay. And so with the Hope, tell me your journey to making this short.
Well, it started in 2018. I think that was the first time I wrote a draft, which was a good...
That's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, especially for a short film. but it was like I started writing that before I started transition, and it was sort of... It came along with me on that same journey. And then I think it was about 2022 that you came on board, Izzy. And then it was just a race.
And why did you need Izzy to come on board? Was it for the practicalities?
It was so big. I didn't want to be overwhelmed by it. I needed a support person. It needed to be someone I trusted who was talented, more talented than me. But
oh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something nice about you live. Just let me do it. But it was, it was so much of me on the page. I felt like I just needed a stopgap, just some kind of limiter.
Yeah, it's difficult if it's autobiographical, isn't it?
Well, yeah, even not just that, it just started feeling so big, and it was just like, no, I need that. And we work so well together.
We do. We met at uni together, and we got made by uni to do a few shorts together, and we were like, this is working surprisingly well.
Yeah.
So it was one of those ones where we were like, we should keep doing this. Every time we've made other short films, and the other person's usually the assistant director on it. So
yeah,
it's a very good relationship.
My favorite thing is that you just know what I want when I don't. So it's really good. It's really good.
Yeah. And also the decision to make a film, because I mean, just a potted storyline is you've got a couple. The story tells the story of people becoming a couple because they had a broader group that was involved in their sexuality. And then they moved on to exclusiveness. But then one person is trans, but is trans from being a male and has still got the capacity to, seed a child, but they're not having any luck. And the really thing that's really interesting is, of course, it wasn't the person who had the penis that was having difficulty. It was actually the person who was a female described, who couldn't have the child, because there's a spoiler in there. I'm not going to tell you the rest of that, because the film is actually a really wonderful dance between expectation and reality. It's very clever, actually.
Thanks.
We haven't got used to compliments yet.
Never.
But no, it's clever. It's really clever, because what you're doing is telling a person like me, who hadn't even considered this, that there's many more broad stories from a person's life than maybe you had considered. I think that's a byline in some Hollywood serial.
Yeah. And I mean, there's also like a certain element of my own transness, which is like an inability to carry a child myself. And I found it really interesting to explore that through a cis character rather than presenting it through the trans character on screen.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy that dynamic of going, hey, maybe we do have a lot more shared experiences than we think, while also making sure to really have that transness of the story involved as well.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's very, really quite fascinating. And, of course, this film, Hope, is being shown in amongst other shorts, and so we'll go back to the programming that you've gone into. I know that it starts, like we said, it starts on May the 1st, which is tomorrow, Friday, and big day. It's all happening. Tell us about the Hope is actually, I was going to say Joy, which is actually in a funny kind of thing, because it's not.
We'll rename it. It's okay. Yeah, no.
But that's the other thing about the film being called Hope. It has got this sort of lovely kind of finesse about it, because it's real as well as imagined and dreamed. Mm. That is actually going to be shown on May the 2nd, but we'll start on May the 1st. Tell us about May the 1st.
So tomorrow night we are having the past 3 years we've done a collaboration with Sapphic Flix, which are two incredible filmmakers who are part of our First Nations community, and they're First Nations focused, and so they curate and lead our evenings. So this year we've got a panelist of First Nation filmmakers with Sapphic Flix, and we're engaging with a film called Notes on Vanishing, which is really an incredible kind of film essay from Canada, from Lily Alexandra. And Lily's going to live stream with us, so we'll get wonderful. To chat with her afterwards. But it's a very incredible film that kind of engages with this idea of the world that we live in at the moment. This idea of what is visibility and should we be visible. And it's going to be, I think, a really incredible conversation from particularly Mob and some First Nation guests from Aotearoa to kind of engage with a conversation with Lily. So it should be quite a powerful evening.
And you actually, in your, you talk about the whole festival being it's called Young Blood, and you say that it's inspired by young radical filmmakers, you guys. crafting deep deep cut trans narratives and the powerful collective artistry of Famili. The reason for why I bring this up is because they're a First Nation collective, aren't they?
Yes, they're wonderful. They're actually opening our future session, which Hope is in as well. So they've got an incredible music video, the Famili, which is called Blood Fire. And in that, the lyrics and the concept of it is that, you know, our blood carries our stories, our blood carries our songs, our blood, our community, lift us up and carry us on. So that's been quite a beautiful way to kind of internalize our theme, which is not only, you know, connecting to country and connecting to our BIPOC filmmakers, but also because so many of our filmmakers are young. We've also got Alice May McKay coming, so we've got quite an incredible showcase across the entire festival of young filmmakers. But also we do collaborations with artists, and Ash Spittle, who's one of our portrait artists, we were talking about as young people, a lot of the time there's quite a fascination to play with cinema, with our camcorders, or, you know, with our phones now that we play when we're younger. And he had actually done his own version of a sequel to Lady and the Tramp, and he was playing the little boy dog, and that was his way as a young person to be able to experience transness. And so that actually kind of inspired the whole festival theme, because Ash actually came up with the name Young Blood. Yes. So it's, all these things have kind of tied in together, which is why I think in particular this year's program is feels really kind of intentional and beautiful.
Yeah. I have so many questions. I was sort of thinking, how did to do a festival, you have to sit down with a whole lot of heads and you all have to talk and you have to feel it through before you actually get to the practicalities. So how did that happen?
Well, we're really lucky that we, you know, there's so much talent here in Australia and there's so much talent here in Nam. Like the filmmakers, it's really what people are making and what they're bringing and the conversations that our filmmakers and our community is having. And it is through literally yarning together, sitting down and talking. It's from the films that are submitted. And I think because we're all going on a journey together at different years, there is kind of similar kind of themes or energies that start building each year to year just from the films or the work that's being made. So there's a little bit of that, but then there's also this year we're really trying to celebrate some of our filmmakers who, you know, even within our future session with Hope is a film called The Dysphoria, which that film has gone on to do so many festivals all around the world in the last year. So it's our opportunity to celebrate Kylie and her filmmaking and say, you know, this is such a huge achievement as a trans filmmaker. We've got international filmmakers. So it's this weird kind of long, well, for us actually, was the program all came together in about 4 months, so quite short. But usually you'd have about a year of conversations and things being submitted that you start kind of seeing how you can collaborate with each other. And so I think we're just really lucky that this year there's been some really incredible offerings that we've then been able to tie community groups or venues or partners or tie artists together to be able to kind of have fun and play together.
Yeah, because it's a real coming of age, isn't it? Mm. It's unapologetically standing there and saying, you know, hey, look what we're doing here.
Yeah.
That particular event on May the 1st starts at 6:30 and it's at the Footscray Community Arts Centre. And this is telling us that you're actually embracing a whole range of really interesting locations, aren't you?
Well, we are this year. It's kind of our way. We've been really lucky because it is really tough budget-wise and funding in
Yeah, I know. And you did a really nice community thing. You, Tilda, actually put out an email saying to supporters, we need a little boost. And did people help you?
We did. We got our funding. We got it matched through the Australian Cultural Fund, which is incredible. Because also as a community, you know, there's one of our big things at the festival, we want to keep everything low cost, free and accessible to as many people as possible. Because as a community, one of the hardest things is employment. And, you know, we've now got all young families and different things going on that, you know, we want to be able to make accessibility really important as a central thing. So this year it has been, yes, strangely it's been a blessing and a curse. We've got such low funding. But at the same time, so many venues and communities and people have really come around us and said, oh, we can give you a day here. We can support you with a screening here. We can make this work for both of us, you know. So it really feels like there's been a big kind of like warm hug from people like Eclipse Cinema and Mark and the team there, and Fed Square and Snuff Puppets. And so it's been this kind of, yeah, wonderful collaboration of people coming together to support the community.
Which is great. I'll just remind people that they're listening to 3CR and it's Showreel. And we've got some wonderful people here from Tilda Film Festival, which starts tomorrow, May the 1st, which of course is a great day to start because May the 1st is Workers' Day. but it's also Tilda's first day. And we were just talking about the Footscray Community Arts Centre opening night, which is curated by Sapphic Flicks, and it's deeply looking at conversations with sister girls, brother boys, trans and gender expansive First Nation creatives. Mm-hmm. And we're going to move on to May the 2nd, which is at the Edge at Fed Square. And this is where you guys are getting your film shown.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, no. Yeah, but that's in the later part of the evening. That's right, because you've got a. I know, I was reading it through, and it's got this fantastic collection of overseas shorts. But then, following that, you've got a discussion with a whole collection of local shorts.
Yeah, well, that's what I kind of love. As I love being able to see what international filmmakers are doing, particularly like Brazil. There's just incredible queer and trans works coming out of Brazil. But also incredible works, small kind of experimental linear works, but also an incredible work from one of the programmers and founders of Tite, which is a trans film festival in Ireland, Northern Ireland. His film, Purebred, is in that selection. So it's kind of a beautiful selection of some of the top films, including Jordan Walker, his Takapapa film from Aotearoa, beautiful documentary. Jordan will be with us as well, so that will be really special. So it's quite a beautiful collection of some of the, I guess boundary-pushing films that we've been able to find from around the world.
You're going to be part of a Q&A, are you, at the end of the one from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., which is also at the Edge, right? You're going to stand up and talk your talk?
That's right. I'm going to ask us all the hard questions.
Are you influenced by films from other places?
Oh, very much. But I think what I'm really looking forward to on Saturday is, like, Australians, especially at this festival, make such good comedy and such good horror. And then it seems that, like, the trans community is really leading the way on this one. That's what's going to be at the festival, is really excellent comedy and horror. I'm really excited to see some of the other ones surrounding us.
I agree. And because it then goes on to when we were talking about different kinds of locations, like you've got the Eclipse Cinema, which has only just started. So it's a boutique little cinema down in Collingwood, which is a great place to have something on. But you've also got, you're doing the Pony Club Gym, which to me just sounds, what a great location. And then you finish off with the Coburg Drive-In. Who could not, you know, be happier?
I'm thrilled. And because we're collaborating with Gay 24 and Brunswick Underground Film Festival for our Coburg Drive-In event. And what's going to be so great is because it's such a, I guess the drive-in is so iconic, particularly in Australia and such a place of mainstream cinema, but we're screening a DIY trans horror from USA, which is has been kind of this absolute underground hit that people have absolutely loved. And it sounds so dark, but it's actually really hopeful and beautiful. As well as a short from Adelaide, which will be Aubrey's film, which we're really excited about, Gutter Cat. So it's kind of this wonderful opportunity of like spaces that we never think that our stories will be able to take over. And so there's just like we literally giggle, like there's just so much delight out of that. We're going to go to the drive-in.
Yeah, you go to the drive-in.
Films. So.
On a big screen. But also the thing about drive-ins that make them so cute is not only the communal in the car, but also people getting out and moving around.
Yeah.
Yeah. which is, you know, a really nice thing to do. But the Pony Club gym screening in Preston is, you're showing a film which apparently is also a major hit.
Oh, yeah. She's the He has kind of, because was already screened here as part of Melbourne Queer Film Festival, because last year I was a program director there. And it absolutely sold out straight away. I'm really hoping it will actually come into cinemas as well, because it's just so incredibly funny. It takes on the conversation around kind of the fear of toilets with trans community, but it does it in such a way that reminds you of kind of the 90s, like, teen com kind
of, you know. So those American films.
Yeah, so it is inspired by She's the Man.
Yes.
So it's incredibly funny, but all the cast in front, behind, they're all trans. It's no holds bar. It's just incredibly silly and funny. And we'll have a world premiere of a local filmmaker, Josie Burden's Under the Clocks, just before that too, which is incredibly cute little kind of romance, almost silent movie style film, which is literally shot on outside Flinders Station.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice. I was wondering with Hope, if you had difficulty getting funding. I mean, this is an incredibly exciting kind of festival, and people have been working really hard with all their creations. Did you have difficulty getting funding?
We did. Yeah, it took a long time.
Well, you said it started a long time ago.
Yeah, and there were a few times where it kind of got knocked back, and we kind of had to go back and go, okay, what do we need to do? And then suddenly we kind of got it all at once. And it was quite opportune, because it was when the script was at its best, and it's like, oh, cool. It's like the universe knows it's time to make the film.
Yeah.
Because if we had done it earlier, I don't think.
Yeah. Every time we got knocked back from funding, we go back to the script and go, what is there something in this that people aren't responding to? What can we make better? So yeah, although we did get knocked back, I think it's probably a good thing, because
Made you work harder.
Make us work a bit harder for it.
Made us sit down and go, well, was there something wrong?
Yeah.
And I don't think there was, but I think the timing was so much better, because when we finally saw that money, and we got a little bit of funding from the City of Melbourne, the Victorian College of the Arts, and we did some crowdfunding, and then some of my money, and that all came together to kind of make sure that we had a crew of predominantly women, but gender diverse, queer people, and everyone on set got paid.
And yes, they're all so talented as well. I think
isn't that wonderful? You actually paid everybody. That's fabulous.
Yeah. It was more important to me than making the film, to be honest.
Yeah. Both of us work in the industry and have experienced not getting paid.
Oh yeah, it's okay to do things for the love, but actually to achieve tick every box, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really
congratulations.
Important.
Congratulations,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, we were thrilled. Yeah,
I'm impressed. How do people get tickets?
So you can be able to go to our website, tildamelbourne.com or tilda.org.au, and you can be able to get, there's a link there that can go through to all of our try booking pages. And you can also grab tickets for opening night at Footscray Community Arts, their website as well.
Yeah, great. Thanks very much for coming in and talking to me.
No, thank you for having me.
I'm very impressed. It's a very impressive program, and it's a really fascinating world of filmmakers, and also this great sort of panel discussion so that people can find out more.
Oh, definitely. I think it's throughout the – even though we have so much film that we're screening throughout, we have so many of the filmmakers who are going to be present, which is actually – quite rare, and as a small festival it's quite hard to do. So I think it's going to be a wonderful time to be with community, to hang out with community, see our stories, and to be able to hear from the filmmakers themselves.
Well, I found a track by Famili, Fire Keeper, and we'll go out with that next. Up next is Published or Not.
Silence moment for my people, never let go. Lock us up, You made the scaffold, burn the land, flood the valley, queens and meadows. You had no rights, you had no law. Are you telling me, didn't think we wouldn't put up a fight? You can't kill a dream, our spirit's alive. We live forever in the oceans and the mountain skies. Heat my flame, I burn the fire. Me got rocks, me got wood, me got rocks. Me fire, I burn the fire, my flame, I... The skies and the mountain, the ocean.